Hey, thanks for taking time to join me for another episode of the Fasting Guy podcast. I'm the Fasting Guy. Today we'll be delving into what I think will be a really short episode. Nevertheless, I'm glad to have you here. Subscribe if you don't want to miss an episode, and follow me on social media if you'd like to reach out to me. So I'm just going to briefly talk about a recent adjustment I made to my diet. As you know, I already strive to eat "quote unquote" low carb. It's weird knowing what low carb is because there's so many definitions. But I think one of the more widely accepted definitions of low carb is 125 grams of carbs a day or less. And so I've pretty much done that for a long time now. So for sure, I'll have 2 or 3 days where I'll eat, you know, more carbs than I should. But I would say 95% of the time, I try to be around that 100 to 125 carbs. Sometimes it'll be 75 to 125. Recently, over the past few weeks, I have decided to cut that back a little bit and strive for around the 50 carb mark and try to have you know, a good portion of those carbs, if I'm going to have them, come from, you know, broccoli or cauliflower or carrots or, you know, some type of fibrous vegetable. So we've been doing that for several weeks now. And I'm traveling and doing what I love to do. The thing I would say is that I'm normally always in some level of pain when I do what I love to do and when I'm traveling. So I'll find myself at times taking, I've really started getting a good result from these dual action, I think it's Advil, so it's part half acetaminophen, half ibuprofen, and take maybe one or two of those a day. So not a ton of pain most days. And then I would say one out of every four or five days, it would be much more serious pain. So I may double up on those, or I may take a prescription pain pill. I get a prescription pain pill. They'll give me like 15 of them, and they'll last me 6 months. Like I just space them out a lot. I just rarely take them. Anyways, the past 2.5 weeks or so, I just haven't experienced any pain. As a matter of fact, the only pain I've experienced is, I broke this right foot back in 2019, had the blood clots, I have the vascular damage, I have the edema, swelling, it's a constant ongoing issue, and so that ankle will hurt sometimes if I'm on it a bit. Today, when I was walking, I had just the slightest twinge of a pain to that ankle. I would rate it like a 1 or less, 1 out of 10, maybe a half. But back pain, which is what I struggle with the most, I just haven't had it. It's remarkable. It's just remarkable what cutting carbs, especially processed carbohydrates, out of your diet will do for your body. So, look, I'm not going to become a keto zealot. I'm not going to become a keto/low-carb zealot. But I just thought I would jump on here and say a couple of things. One, for sure, lower carbs is the way to go, whatever you define that as. So if you've been eating 500 carbs a day, cut it to 250. I mean, it's going to help you. If you've been doing 150 a day and you want to try to see if you can improve something, you know, cut it to 100. Or maybe you want to do what I did and go from 100, 125 down to 50 or whatever. Boy, it just is so remarkable, the difference. So, I don't think I have much more to say than that, other than this is a lesson I keep relearning. And I've swore to myself, this is the reason I recorded the episode, I swore to myself today that with the exception of once a month maybe, and I'm really thinking about making that a thing, like once a month I'll just indulge in some carbs. And then other than that, just eat this way because I just feel so good. And despite how big you are or what other health problems you have, if you can just feel good, you can get some level of enjoyment out of life, even if you're not as mobile as you'd like to be, if you're carrying way more fat on your frame than you'd like. If you just feel good, you can just get so much more enjoyment out of life. So I wanted to share that with you today. I hope that your journey is going well. I hope your life is going well. It always means the world to me when you show up and listening to an episode of the podcast. Every time I see the numbers of how many people listen, I'm amazed. I appreciate you, and I get as much out of sharing this with you as easily, maybe probably more, than you get out of being here and listening to me share. Love hearing from you on the social medias, Fasting Guy Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. If you'd like to reach out to me there, by all means do. And we'll wrap it up. Short and sweet. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good day.